Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Let me talk about the Hard Rock Bet app here before we get started for the 4 o'clock hour. Hard Rock Bet app is the place to be for the big game on Sunday. If you have not downloaded the Hard Rock Bet app yet, what are you waiting for? They've got more action for the big game than anyone. Hard Rock Bet's going all out. They've rolled out over 5.9 million in bonus bets. You can grab supercharged offers like 59% odds boosts. I've already grabbed that one. Deposit matches. They do bonus bets all this week. If you have not downloaded the Hard Rock Bet app, do it now. Have it so that you have it for the big game. If you want to give sports betting a try, the Discover page in the Hard Rock Bet app is a great place to start. You can see what other people are betting on. You can choose pre-made bets. Just lock them in as your own in a few taps. And then try your first bet on any sport, no matter what sport you bet. If your first bet doesn't win, you get up to $100 back to try again. It's up to $100 back as a bonus bet for another shot. So it's big game week. You got to do it. If you don't have it yet, all you have to do to get started is download the Hard Rock Bet app now. It's offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling, call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. Our friend Josh Appel Crowder is not there. I just flipped back to my video feed and he's not there. I was just about to introduce him as being back and connected from New Orleans Super Bowl Radio Row. What happened while I was talking about Hard Rock? He disconnected?
Disconnected. Lost connection.
Perfect. All right. Well, the good news is, for those of you concerned, he stayed connected the entire time we were talking to Dave Mason and had no issues. So that was good. That's like, you know, a little bit of good news.
I don't know if this means something. I don't want to. In New Orleans, I love New Orleans. The food's amazing. People are nice. I just tried to use what called Open Table, some app to get reservations at this place called Justine's, which is a great New Orleans restaurant. They told me the next time I could eat at Justine's is February 12th.
Right. It's Super Bowl week. Like, everyone's in town. You're trying to make reservations for tonight now?
February 12th? Huck?
Right, when it's over and everyone's left town. Well,
you're
because everyone's going to... The Super Bowl is the 9th. The Super Bowl's the 9th. People are still going to be there the 10th. And then they'll start leaving on the 11th. And so some tables start to open up on the 12th. You expected to fly into the Super Bowl city and get reservations at a good restaurant the day of?
Yes.
What world are you living in?
Holla at a player.
I made reservations. I'm meeting friends tonight at a new ceviche restaurant in Boca. I made reservations, didn't know if I was going to get a table for tonight. 6:30. Like
6:30.
It's 6:30. What am I going to do?
What is
a dinner reservation?
Late lunch?
What is that? Solana? Yeah.
Crowder, no joke. Last time I was in New Orleans, I ate at Justine. It's just Justine, no S at the end. Bro, I made the reservation 2 weeks before. And that wasn't Super Bowl week. It just happened to be like we wanted to go to that restaurant.
Yeah, anytime you go to a good eating city, like when we go to New York, I do it like 3 months in advance if there's a restaurant I want. There was a restaurant, remember Butter, that we wanted to go to?
Yeah.
3 months in advance, I made the reservation.
So Justine is like that, Solana? I just thought, man, I was thinking I go on today, Asia sent it to me. And she sent it to me, and she looked it up. She looked up all the names of all the stuff she sent. I was like, okay, if it's not tonight, then I'll get, you know, tomorrow or Friday. The 12th? You need to be more efficient than the 12th.
What are you talking about? Like, do you know what it was like at Prime Italian and Prime 112 when the Super Bowl's in Miami?
I know Miles, so I can just slide
right,
in.
But that's what I'm saying. But no one can get a table there. Like, you can't get a table anywhere. You can't get a table at Moderano and Fort Lauderdale. Like, you, when the Super Bowl's in town, everyone's in town. They're all entertaining people, so they want to take them to the hot places. I mean, you're going to end up at Buffalo Wild Wings tonight for sure. You don't have reservations anywhere? 100%.
No, we do. I actually met a dude downstairs. Hold on. I got the name.
Where, in the sauna?
Brennan's is a top-notch seafood restaurant. And just randomly in downstairs, dude was like, Crowder? I was like, yeah. He was like, oh, my uncle's some GM at Brennan's. You got to check it out. If you love seafood, you love... I was like, yeah, and I got his number. So that's the backup plan.
Yeah, I'm sure it's iconic with no wait the week of the Super Bowl.
He looked a little dirty.
Yeah, the guy's hitting. He's hitting hotel lobbies and just going up to people.
He looked a little dirty, and he asked me what floor I'm staying on. I'm like, what does it matter what floor I'm staying on? He's probably going to rob me. He's going to rob me tonight.
So I was texting with somebody, a friend of the show, and I text him back like a finger point, and the GIF was Liam Neeson's doing the finger point, and he texted me back top 10 worst hairpiece in Hollywood. Does Liam Neeson's wear a piece?
He has a hair piece?
No.
Because now I lose respect for him. You can't fight off 17 Bulgarian and human traffickers.
I don't know why that shocks me so much. I don't have a very good radar for that. But I had no idea. I've never heard that before.
He has a hair transplant.
Is that so?
Liam Neeson's has a hair transplant.
It's confirmed, or that's like internet rumor?
It seems like it's an internet rumor, but there's several different outlets who point to.
Oh man, Hawk, you gotta Google it. Yeah. There's a syllabus on it. There's a table of content. Liam Neeson's hair
set of strands.
It's early Liam Neeson pictures. Which hair transplant method did he choose? How are the grafts Oh, there's he has a hair transplant.
Is Appel back by any chance?
Yeah,
Solana?
He
just
is.
Checking.
Yeah, he is.
Let's bring on. Let's bring on Appel
been,
here.
There's been rumors. There's been rumors that you had a hair transplant.
Me or Appel?
Mm-hmm. You.
And listen, I'm thinking about it. Appel seems to not be there. Oh, there he is. Josh.
Over.
We do it every second.
Appel, over.
Josh, over. Leave that picture up as his forever picture.
We're on walkie talkies
on this show. Road to a repeat. Let's do that to start out the 4 o'clock hour here. Road to a repeat. That's brought to you by our friends at Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Solana mentioned it earlier, but the Panthers, they did lose in Washington last night. They're off tonight. Tomorrow night, they'll play in St. Louis. Then they're home Saturday, final home game for a couple of weeks, final game for a couple of weeks, because after Saturday, they begin that two-week break for the Four Nations hockey tournament. So your final chance to see the Panthers at home, watch them tomorrow night. They're in St. Louis, and then they'll be home Saturday playing Ottawa, and then they'll be off for a couple of weeks. We all get a little breather, and then you get the final push for the playoffs picking up after that. All right, let's do headlines, and then we'll get into 15 minutes of Heat. Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
My entire text message thread with Appel is just for the past 2 hours, unreal. I'm back. Let's try it again. Hey, I'm here. I think it's going to work this time. Let's try it again. 2 hours of this.
It's really funny. It's perfect. That's perfect. Oh, here's Josh right now. Hey, Josh. Josh, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you guys.
What's going on? They have a Nickelodeon something going on there at Radio Row?
Yeah, SpongeBob and Patrick are down on the other end with the handing out slime. So I've got my own now.
All right.
And so defeated.
You're going to get caught in your hair?
I mean, this is so absurd.
How many booms do you give today's appearance from Radio Row on behalf of yourself? I've never heard someone so defeated in their life. All right. Well, stand by, Josh. Stand by, and we'll come to you as needed. Okay. Over. Really amazing. All right. Headline, Solana.
I asked him, Hawk, how far are you from Bourbon Street? This was about an hour ago. Hey, how far are you from Bourbon Street? He said a 35-minute walk and a 25-minute drive. I mean, they're not even near Bourbon?
The 30-minute drive?
The convention center?
30-minute walk?
Is the convention center near the casino?
It's by the casino. It's kind of around the corner, but it's still on the river. I don't think he knows where he is.
Drago's is right around there.
Yeah.
Drago's is right there. I don't think Josh knows where the hell he is.
Harrah's is like a 10-15 minute walk from the French Quarter. It's like right there.
New Orleans is not that big. The downtown area is tiny.
Yeah. Yeah.
You could walk anywhere in downtown New Orleans in 15 minutes.
Don't wander out of the the area.
Yeah, don't branch off. Asia went walking today. She's like, I'm going to explore. I was like, explore around people. Don't explore around non-people. Don't just wander.
Josh texted me, I'm very proud of my contributions to the show today. We are as well.
Did a great job.
And if you've enjoyed his correspondence from Radio Road today, we'll do it again tomorrow.
Hey, man. I love New Orleans. Asia's on a one of those boat tours.
Oh.
And she sends you the picture. Like, she sent me a video of the Mississippi, whatever. and it's dirty as hell. It's like the Hudson. Like, they're dirty as hell. And I don't like it. I don't enjoy it. I think I'm South Florida-fied.
You judge a place by its water.
Your water is that nasty. How great could the shrimp be? They're swimming around in this chocolate milk.
Fair. That's fair. Let's ask Josh. Josh, what do you think about the water in New Orleans? Josh, over. Josh, come in. Josh, Super Bowl Radio Row, come in. Over.
Woo woo. I'm here with woo woo.
You guys there?
Yay! How are things going? What do you think of the water in New Orleans? Over.
The quality of the Mississippi River water. Over.
All right, stand by, Josh. We'll get back to you in a minute. What else do you have in the headline? Solana. You think he's like going to go throw up at some point? Yeah. Like he's so despondent.
He's not going out tonight, Crowder. Like, don't even think about like even getting a text from Appel. He's going straight to his hotel room. He's going to weep all night.
Oh, man, y'all got me. I'm hitting his Harrah's tonight. I'm going to hit up Gail, but I'm going to hit up. I'm going to hit them up. I'm going to Harrah's.
By the way, don't be surprised if the only casino in town is crowded tonight during Super Bowl week and the table limits are high. I'm just letting you know because you didn't seem to know about restaurants being busy. Huh? So I'm just letting you know, the one casino in town, there's going to be some pretty high table limits. It's going to be pretty crowded. I'm just letting you know. Give you an advance notice.
Who is Norris?
Advance Norris.
Call Norris and tell him I'm on the way. I'm going to be there about 9:30.
Bro, you seriously went to New Orleans without having a single resi? I mean, I just don't understand it.
I can't speak with you because you call reservations resis, so that's already a disconnect between me and you. I'm just thinking, my thought was really, like, we're going to go to Drago's. My wife's never been to Drago's. They don't call it Drago's here. They call it Drago's or something. They say it different.
Really?
Drago's, yeah. So I'm like, okay, if I look for, you know, I look for Wednesday, then I'll get it Thursday night. All right, that was my thought. Solana, have you ever went to Open Table and a restaurant tells you they have no availabilities for two people for a week?
Yeah.
A week.
Yeah, I mean, that's what happens. Like, you have to plan ahead when you want a resi. I don't know what to tell you.
I actually use an app called Resi.
Really?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, this Open Table, I don't know if they have enough spots because it's crazy. Dog, it's the fifth.
No, I understand that. I don't know what you're not understanding. Like, I don't.
Give me a call. Okay, yeah, Huck. Call me next Wednesday. Like, you don't have
the popular places during the most exciting week that city will have in years. Like, you can't go there during Mardi Gras and expect to walk in to where to get the beignets. Like, you know, there's
Dumont,
a line.
Cafe Dumont.
Like, you got to wait in the line.
For a week?
Sometimes. Send a pal to Cafe Dumont for a beignet.
Okay.
That'll be good video. Is he there?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Josh, any chance we could get you to go to Cafe Dumont for a beignet? Over.
Let me. It is a 7-minute walk.
Perfect.
You want to walk over there?
Yeah, what is it? 4:22 right now, 3:22 your time. Get over to Cafe Dumont and get in line, and we'll talk to you in like 15 minutes or so.
Perfect.
Perfect. Have a safe walk. Over.
Over and out.
Now I almost don't want to let him go because he's got such a good connection all of a sudden. It's a perfect connection.
One of the words I heard you guys say was Drago's in between all the cutting out of the connection.
Yes.
Were we talking some Drago's? I've had dinner there the last two nights.
It's delicious.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Did you have reservations?
No, I walked right in both nights.
Really?
Were you by yourself or with people?
First night by myself, last night with people.
You went by yourself. Interesting. Did you sit at the bar?
Yes, out at the bar.
Oh, I don't mind that at all. I think that's fun when you go to a place and sit at the bar.
Yeah, I got out of opening night for media night a little bit late. Was hungry, hadn't eaten dinner. Walked right in, walked to the bar, had some charbroiled oysters.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a fun night.
Can't wait.
Crowder, see you there tonight?
I'm actually going to Justine tonight.
Doesn't sound like you are.
No, like Hawk said, I'll probably be at the I'm going to Buffalo Wild Wings or something tonight. I had no reservations while I was here. This is crazy.
Where are you going tonight, pal?
Honestly, I haven't figured it out yet. I'm gonna see where the night takes me.
All right, fair enough. There are a lot of whores in town.
Over.
Because that's famously like a Super Bowl thing where a lot of prostitutes come into town and the
what is this?
Oh, there's one now.
What is this? What are you talking about? I don't know what you're speaking
about. I don't know. I read something somewhere. All right, go over to Cafe Du Monde.
All right, I'll talk to you guys in a bit.
All right. Yeah, I don't even want to let him go. I mean, it's such a
right where the connection finally works.
Well, you want to stick around instead? You want to stick around instead?
To the end of the segment. Then I'll walk over there.
All right. All right. Nothing could go wrong now. We've got a strong connection. There's no way it'll cut out.
It's insane how we literally predicted what was going to happen. My connection was fine through the entire interview you did, through the commercial break, and then you come back from commercial, and it's gone.
Well, listen, the most important thing today was that you got to hear the segment with Dave Mason. That's what we wanted to accomplish. It happened, and so everybody's thrilled.
Dason.
All right. Anything now? I want to let him go. Anything else in the headline? So on.
Dason.
Abel, check out the place Big O took me. Just a 5-star. It's called Clover Grill. It's a old school diner. You might walk out with herpes, but I highly recommend it. Can you believe that?
Oh God. He says you might walk out with herpes. Over.
Yes, I heard that. Thank you.
All right, just check it.
Over.
The most bizarre thing that's ever happened in my life. I had to share a room with Big O in New Orleans, and our dinner that night was at a diner called Clover Grill. Like,
what kind of reaction is that?
What am I doing?
Sounds like the worst. This is the worst possible experience I've ever heard in my life.
No, Solana told us y'all scooted y'all beds together, right? Y'all pushed y'all beds together.
Come on.
My walk, by the way, to Cafe Du Monde is right along the river. I may swim there.
Oh, perfect!
Don't
river for you.
Don't get in that chocolate milk, Josh. Don't get in that chocolate milk.
Have you had beignets before at Cafe Du Monde?
I've never had a beignet, period, before.
What?
Yeah, I'm not even sure I'll like it.
Get the little fruit and the chocolate little drizzle on top. Oh,
no,
my goodness.
Just do a regular beignet. Just do the
what is a beignet?
It's a donut. I mean, it's a powdered donut.
But it's like light. It's like a light feathered donut.
It's just covered in powdered sugar. Over.
He kind of looks like a beignet.
I'm going to let him skip the line. Come on up here, beignet. Huh?
Oh, Mr. Dumont.
The boss is here. The boss is here.
Ben, right this way. Beignet.
Yay table. You have the yay table available.
All right. You're starting to cut out again. So why don't you head on over to Cafe Du Monde and we'll check in with you in about 10, 15 minutes.
All right. Y'all sounds good. Hot. See you guys in a bit.
Y'all ran and hot.
I don't know why that's such an insult. You look like a beignet.
It was good. It was good.
Hawk, the best part about all this is that Appel took like his professional broadcasting headphones so that he looks like he belongs on Radio Row. Meanwhile,
right.
we're calling him a beignet, and he's headed a cafe.
Yeah, and he's there to network and meet other broadcasters. Like, he's a young broadcaster on the rise, and he does NFL games for Sports USA. And like, this is, and all of a sudden, we're like, yeah, go to Cafe Du Monde and call us from with a beignet in front of you so we can have you blow powdered sugar all over someone. Like, not what he signed up for. All right.
I got invited to a New Heights party tonight.
What is that?
The Travis and Jason Kelce podcast.
That's
but
cool.
They didn't want to do security checks and get my driver's license number. I'm
well,
not
you know
it.
Why?
I'm not with it.
But you know who will probably be there?
Hawk, I'm a grown man.
Taylor Swift will probably be there.
A 41-year-old man.
No, I'm dying to see her movie.
She has a movie?
Yeah, she's got a concert film out.
Hawk. That's weird.
Why?
You're a grown. Hawk, you're 50.
Yeah, 55.
54, 55. You're a Swiftie?
You don't
want to
see the Taylor Swift movie?
Man, I don't want to see Taylor Swift do anything.
Huh. I can't wait to see it. I just want to see if I can get Crowder involved in this conversation because we had this conversation 2 years ago when the movie came out.
Mm-hmm. I thought she had another movie coming out.
We had this conversation. I want to see how with it you were.
My CTE's acting up.
You don't want to see T Swizzle, though?
I don't want to see her.
All right. Do you have any headlines? Because we got to go to break at some point. We got to do 50 minutes each.
What have I said thus far?
None.
Like Beavis and Butthead.
Shyam Charania.
Hence my question, do you have any headlines?
Where am I at in the rundown?
Jason Barrett is weeping right now as well. He's like, I think we made a terrible decision.
I want to know who on this staff put them at 18 and they're fired. It will never work in this industry again.
It's a lot of fun.
So Shyam Charania reported that Kevin Durant has no desire in a reunion with the Golden State Warriors. But he's also saying that the Warriors are working on a framework to pursue Kevin Durant.
I don't know. I'll tell you what Brian Windhorst said on ESPN within the last couple of hours. He said, if I had to guess right now, admitting that things are changing, I would say Kevin Durant either stays in Phoenix or is a Miami Heat by tomorrow afternoon.
I like it.
I wouldn't hate that.
No, it's exactly what Pat does. We didn't know that. We didn't know LeBron, Wade, and Bosh were coming out that damn stage until they came out that damn stage. Well, we knew during the decision.
We kind of knew.
Yeah, we knew.
I don't know if that's complete.
But you get, you see what I'm saying? I was using the end.
No,
you see what I'm saying? No. Okay.
Looks like this eliminates your Zion Williamson dream to the Miami Heat, Hawk. And I apologize. Yeah, I apologize.
That stinks.
No wonder there's no more reservations available. Zion took them all.
Zion's going to be sitting up in Justin's.
I do have,
hey, Crowder.
I do have one headline that I thought was interesting. The NFL PA executive director said, quote, no one wants to play an 18th game. No one. That's after Roger Goodell said some bogus study a couple days ago about how the data shows an 18th game would actually, not that it would be healthier, but I can't remember the verbiage that he used, but basically, like, there's no study or data that suggests right. an 18th game would actually hurt or would not be beneficial to the players.
It's negotiating. NFLPA is negotiating right now.
Let me break this down to you. There used to be 16. You'd play your division, which is six. You play a home and away against three other teams, six. Then you play two other divisions, and that equals eight. So then that's 14, and you play two random games. Now you play three random games. If they go to 18, you play your six other division, and then you play three other entire divisions in the NFL every single year. It makes sense math-wise. It makes sense money-wise. They're going to 18 damn games.
100% it'll go to 18 games. There's no doubt it's going to go to 18 games at some point.
Yep. They're going to – you know what? Let me call in advance. They're going to ask for 19 and then say we're settling at 18. Like, it's going to 18 damn games.
Somebody texts, you asses get paid. So jealous.
Yeah. Yeah. Years and years.
We're not paying Appel for this last 2 hours, though, right, Hawk?
No, he's been terrible.
Yeah.
Appel gets paid.
Give it to Jimmy.
Your weather from the
Jimmy don't get paid.
Nope, I don't get paid. I do this all for free.
Your weather from the development.
Well, we're getting what we paid for, Jimmy.
Jimmy been asleep.
Jimmy thinks he's getting paid for 5 years now to be part of a sleep study.
Why are we talking about the Super Bowl? It's October.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy right now in South Florida. Tonight the lows will be in the 70s. That is your weather.
Josh Appel maybe will call in from Cafe Du Monde in the next segment. We'll do 15 minutes of heat as well. Don't go anywhere. Even if none of that happens, just don't go anywhere.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I died on Saturday night one time, played Sunday.
Hawk and Crowder.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
I should mention also, coming up on Saturday, me and Gino Toretta and Solana, we're going to be out at Evening's Delight in Pinecrest. Mm-hmm. That's going to be Saturday from noon till 3. Crowder will still be in New Orleans, so he can't join us. But Gino Toretta and Alejandro Solana are going to be grilling up some delicious treats. And anyone's welcome to stop by from noon to 3. You can see all the grills that they have at Evening's Delight. But more importantly, you can meet the Heisman Trophy winner, Gino Toretta, and take a picture. Maybe he'll bring his Heisman Trophy. He'll be on with us tomorrow, so he'll let us know if he's going to bring the Heisman with him on Saturday. That would be very cool if he did. But we will be out there, Evening's Delight in Pinecrest on Saturday.
Check out the Green Egg. I've been grilling on the Big Green Egg recently, man. That Big Green Egg got something.
15 minutes of heat, Solana. Who's it brought to us by? We don't have time to play the big open. Let us know who it's brought to us by, and I'll give you some info.
By my friends over at Hollywood Kia. Get the star treatment at Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia and shop online at HollywoodKia.com.
Mark Stein is reporting that the Golden State Warriors have now shifted their trade focus to acquiring Jimmy Butler. They have abandoned their pursuit of Kevin Durant. Durant's strong reservations about a Warriors return, first reported here, as Mark Stein says, sent them in a new direction. So the Golden State Warriors have shifted their trade focus. They want Jimmy Butler.
Didn't Jimmy already say he's not going to sign an extension?
Right. And Dame Lillard said he wasn't going to go anywhere but Miami. And listen, I mean, there may be, I don't know, you know, what could be worked out. Maybe the Heat says, here, I mean, take him if you want him and then figure it out from there. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if he can't end up in Phoenix. I don't know. But we're less than 24 hours away from finding out. More importantly, Josh Appel has made his way to Cafe Du Monde. Hmm. And he is, because we had connectivity problems at Radio Row. So look at that. Josh is joining us. Where are you, Josh?
So, I found it. Oh, is it closed? So the Cafe Du Monde that was closest to the convention center is in the mall.
No, I've enlisted you're not Kyle Cafe Long. Dumont. That's ridiculous.
To follow me.
Cafe Du Monde. Yeah, right there. Yeah, but that's a legendary. Why are you waving to him? That's a legendary. Like you're waving to Josh.
Kyle Long. He's with my Kyle. Yeah, man, Kyle.
Oh, that's Kyle Long. Look at that.
Yeah. What up,
but
bro?
That's not Cafe Du Monde. You have to go to the famous one.
Oh, it
one.
Is.
No,
this is the famous one.
No, that's not. That's like that's like going to Jim Steaks at the Philly airport and saying, hey, I'm here at Jim Steaks.
How are you? What do you want me to order here?
Beignets.
Well, ask them what the specials they have today.
Can I just get a beignet, please? To go, please. And a coffee as well, please.
Multiple.
This one's good.
That's unless you have any toppings. Toppings.
Extra.
Are there
extra
any toppings
sugar
that I come with it? Like I've never had one before. Should I get anything with it other than just the donut or the beignet? Sorry.
Just. I mean, you called it a donut.
A donut tour.
You called it a donut.
You asked, what is it like? I didn't tell you to call it a donut in front of the... Can we see the Café Beignet? We don't want to see you. We want to see the beignets in Café Du Monde.
Look at the world-famous Café Du Monde in the mall.
Well, that's not the world-famous one. That's a really...
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm positive. Because you're not waiting an hour and a half to get the beignets. There's no one there but you. Where is this mall?
It's literally right next to the convention center, and there's Channing's Chocolate Milk River.
Ooh, yeah. Don't get too close to that.
It actually looks nice and clear.
Let's see. Let's see the beignets. Do they have them like in a little display case or anything?
No, but I'm getting them in a second. It's about to come out. See those little bags over there? One of those is mine.
Can you flip your phone, Appel? Can you flip your phone horizontally? Yeah,
no, I'd rather do it like an old person.
Okay.
Are you not getting a coffee, Kyle? Okay. All right.
Are you treating Kyle Long?
No, Kyle's going to pay for his own coffee. Hmm.
You should share the beignet with him.
Well, I think there's more than one in here. Oh, my God.
Look at that. Look at that. Just soaked in powdered sugar. Nice. That is so good.
Yeah. Smells amazing. All right.
This is literally like going to the first, you know, Krispy Kreme where you go, oh, this is where Krispy Kreme donuts were invented. And you go to, you know, Piggly Wiggly and get the pre-made box. Like, this is so antiseptic, you doing this in a mall.
It's phenomenal.
It's good, ain't it?
It's really good. I really feel like I'm getting the full Cafe Du Monde experience here.
Ridiculous turn of events. He went to Cafe Du Monde in a mall. He went to
some of the closest one.
You gonna turn around and get a phone cover?
we were Kyle and I were both offered middle of the mall massages earlier on our
down here. Really? All right.
Bad massage.
How many booms do you give this this beignet?
Oh, the beignet gets 5 big booms. I'm gonna do them in here with other people?
Please. Look at that. Kyle Long's giving him booms. Yeah. Boom. Boom.
Kyle Long just gave you 5 big booms.
Yeah. Is Kyle Long, is he not getting a beignet?
You guys.
No, Kyle got a beignet.
Well, let's see Kyle Long eating a beignet. This is our little version of Radio Row. We want to watch him eat a beignet.
Look at those damn mitts. Look at his hands.
Then why do you eat your beignet on the air?
That's a big human.
We need to get the truth.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Is there a beignet in there? Did he just get powdered sugar? Oh, there it is. Ooh,
right on the tray, huh?
Yeah.
Mm. Look at that. Right on the tray. It is a little unsanitary.
Yeah.
Look at
he's
that.
Long.
5 big booms?
He goes 5 big booms?
Or 5 long booms.
He said at least 3.
Wow. All right.
I mean, look, you asked for sanitary. He's a former offensive lineman. I mean, that's the, like, probably not even the top 100 dirtiest things he's done.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised if he actually eats the tray when he's done it.
He goes, not even the top 100 in the last 24 hours.
Well, this was delightful. I honestly, yeah. Crowder, out of all the things that happened today, Appel at Cafe Du Monde, albeit in a mall, but Appel at Cafe Du Monde with Kyle Long eating beignets. I mean, that's Super Bowl Radio Row.
This is Super Bowl Radio Row. I'm scared of 5 people in the world, and 3 of them are Longs.
Danning says that he's scared of 5 people in the world, and 3 of them are Longs.
I thought you were going to say, and 3 of them are on this TV monitor. And I was going to say, well, Jimmy can get intimidating at times, too. All right. Enjoy your beignet, Appel, and submit the receipt to Len.
Will do.
Over. All right. Well, this was delightful. You have to feel good now about your appearance today.
Yeah, I feel like... It didn't start off great, but we really rallied well here to make it worthwhile. Can't wait to see what tomorrow brings. Hopefully better Wi-Fi.
Have a great day. We love you, Josh. Over.
I love you guys. Over.
That really was. Bye, Kyle.
I'll let you, bro.
Tell Kyle over.
He said over.
Ridiculous. Completely ridiculous. All right, we got to take a break. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up in the next segment. We'll run a little bit late, but that was worth it. We had a good payoff there. That was excellent. That was excellent. If you told me his bad connection was going to result in him eating beignets with Kyle Long on FaceTime with us, I'd sign up for that all day long.
5 booms.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
If you're always winning, then you don't really understand what it is to win. There's got to be the valleys, the peaks, the ups, the downs. ¿Tú me entiendes lo que te estoy diciendo?
Hawk and Crowder. Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former 3-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.